East Mississippi and West Alabama's News Talk, MOX, The Big Ten. Welcome back to the morning show.
It just ain't Christmas without some Feliz Navidad.
Jose.
Jose.
Feliciano.
You know he's blind.
Yeah, dude. I know that.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
I didn't realize that. Hey, listen, we're playing some wild stuff this hour. You know, we sort of had a theme for the first couple hours and you know, but this hour I just want to throw open the doors and play some crazy stuff, right?
Crazy.
It's gonna get wild and crazy.
All right. Harbor Christmas.
So we're gonna take this call and then we're gonna play something else kind of crazy.
All right. 693-189-1693-1010. Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to y'all up there.
Merry Christmas.
I would like to call in a birthday.
Okay, who's having a birthday?
Louise Ward
is how many?
87.
87 wow. years young today.
That's right. I hope she has a wonderful birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Happy birthday.
See, that was
Louise.
An important call. I'm glad we took that.
Yep.
You're right.
Louise Ward.
Listen, I got something I want to play for you that you probably hadn't heard before. I bought an album. I may have told you guys about a guy named Stanley Jordan. Have I told you about him before?
I don't recall.
Stanley's a guitar player, but he plays on the neck of the guitar. He doesn't strum the guitar. He taps the strings.
Yeah.
Okay? You remember maybe I've talked to you about it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, this guy, he did an album back in the 80s called Standards, and there was a song at the end of it. When I bought the record, I never looked at the liner notes. I just put it in the car and played it. And I really thought this song was very familiar, and I couldn't figure out why it was familiar or whatever, but this is his version of Silent Night. I won't put you in any suspense here, but why don't you play cut number 9 on it?
Cut number 9?
Yeah, this is Stanley Jordan and his version of Silent Night.
All right, we're having
technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. So let's take this call, and then we'll play it. Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'd like to call in a wedding anniversary.
Yes, sir.
Don and Nam Soon Elrod.
All right.
30 years.
Okay, tell me the names again.
Don and Nam Soon Elrod. ELROD.
Don and Nam Soon Elrod, 30 years. Well, congratulations to the Elrods.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. I hope y'all have a very happy anniversary. All right, here we go with number 9. How does he do it?
I don't know.
The Paul Tarver Christmas special.
Hey, Dumpster likes the blues, but he thinks we ought to turn it a little more country.
Okay.
Can you play track two, please? Just for Dumpster.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Because I want to hear my buddy Buck Owens.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep, and they thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm a gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a dancer, a prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like the show on the TV screen. But it sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Really sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
Buck Owens.
Buck Owens. But I ain't done yet.
Late, great Buck Owens.
If we're going to be eclectic, let's get really eclectic. Can you play track 20 for all the folks me and your age, Bill? I think we will remember
for your
this.
Age.
Well, yeah, I think this is, I don't know, it might be your age too, Dumpster.
We'll talk a little bit.
Well, see, but there were, that's the cool thing about Christmas music is it crosses genre. You know, it doesn't really matter whether it's blues mm-hmm. or country or rock or pop or classical or Christian or, you know, mm-hmm. you can have Christmas song work for everybody.
Yeah.
That was helpful.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The
Christmas. Let's hope it's a
It's a Paul Tarver Christmas here on the Morning Show MOX.
John and Yoko.
John Lennon.
You know, Yoko broke up the Beatles.
Did she?
So well, that's what I heard.
That's weird.
Applause at the end of that.
Do what? Yeah. Hey, you know, I told you I was a former store Santa.
Yes.
Because I fit the costume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a song that is particular near and dear to my heart as a store Santa.
Really?
Well, yeah. I tell you what, you just play the play number 17 if you can. This is by Eartha Kitt. This goes back a ways, but it is sort of near and dear to my heart because as a former store Santa, well, I don't want to go that way because we made Bill nervous earlier.
I'm beyond nervous now with a CD player.
Is it causing problems?
Here we go. We're trying to cue up 17. Eartha Kitt again, you said?
Yep. This is Eartha Kitt.
Are we talking about Eartha Kitt?
Yeah, Eartha
Say
Kitt.
Say it again. Let's
number 17.
Eartha Kitt.
My friend, number 17.
Come on in, Eartha.
As a former store Santa, my favorite song.
To recap.
Yeah, I was a store Santa.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Don't hold a candle.
All right. Eartha Kitt.
Man.
Santa baby.
Madonna, don't hold a candle to Eartha.
No way. Hey, the Checkerboard Southern Kitchen, great place to get breakfast this morning and any morning, 7 days a week, 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. We have eggs, grits, hash browns, pancakes, sausage, bacon, toast, biscuits, biscuits and gravy, and assortment of fruit coffee is included. That's Checkerboard Southern Kitchen. And don't forget lunch today. and supper tonight. By the way, you can order breakfast off the menu all day long until we close at 9 p.m. Tonight. The Checkerboard, tell Robert Frazier and Mark Newell we sent you for breakfast, lunch, and supper to the Checkerboard, 2223 South Frontage Road, next to the Best Western. And remember, we welcome carryouts. Just call 481-1039. That's the Checkerboard Southern Kitchen. All right, we're going to wrap things up here.
Well, Bill, we're gonna go out on track number 14, but before you play it, I just want to say we had a lot of fun this morning. We covered a lot of territory. When any show that can have Porky Pig and Liz Marchese on the same show and it actually work.
Right.
Maybe Dumpster's onto something about this eclectic thing.
I think he is.
I'm thinking it works for me.
Nice work, dog.
I know what I'm talking about.
But there's one group of people that I don't want us to forget at the holidays that we never should forget.
Right.
They're the ones that give us the right to sit here and have a little bit of fun, and that's all of our military personnel that are across the seas and watching out for our rights and
who can't be with their families,
protecting us, who can't be home this year. Mm-hmm. To their families, we thank you. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And if there's a way for the WMOX signal to go around the world, I wish all of our military people and those that are stationed here
Absolutely.
A Merry Christmas. And I wish you the best. And thank you so much for what you do, because I couldn't be here having fun if it wasn't for you guys doing your job. So, Bill, I don't know if there's anything else to say or whatever, but I would like to dedicate this song to all of our military personnel. And Merry Christmas.
I think it says it all. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is Captain Patrick Hogan, and I want to wish a very Merry Christmas to my family in Tennessee and to my beautiful girlfriend in California. I miss you all, and I'll be home soon.
My name is Specialist Brooke Frisk, and I'm in Baghdad, Iraq. I would like to wish all my family and friends in Georgia and Wisconsin a very Merry Christmas. I'm really going to miss spending the holiday.
I'll see you guys real soon. Love you guys. Bye.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas.
hope that you can come home soon.
Merry Christmas.